Hello.
Hello, is Patricia there?
She's not. This is Brian. Can I help you with something?
Oh, hey, Brian. This is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know that we're going to be changing your phone number, your Comcast phone number.
Why is that?
Somebody else wanted your number, so we gave it to them, and we're going to be giving you a new number.
And how does that happen?
Oh, you know, they bid a bunch of money for it because they really wanted it. So we gave it to them, and then we'll just give you a new one.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's been done. I'm not asking permission. It's already been done. So Monday morning, you're going to have a new telephone number. I'm just calling to give you the phone number if you'd like.
Well, we're not changing. You can just shut it all off as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, you're going to have to call Comcast.
No, I'm not going to fucking call anybody, you asswipe.
Well, I'm not with Comcast. I'm with AT&T. We're the actual owners of the number. Comcast just leases the number from us. So it's up to you to cancel your service.
Well, anyway, goodbye.
Okay, well, you don't have to yell at me and be a dick.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Bo, 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 sha, bo, 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 bo.
Meow.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Meow, meow, meow.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Meow, meow, meow.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Blue.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Heard, Winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Blue.
Meow.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Meow. Meow.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turnwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Thank you, Joe DeVita, for that intro song. Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and today is February 4th, 2020. This show is brought to you by I Regret Jumping, Rhino Knife, Sim Speak, Brennan, and Ryan Jardina. They help support the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers or on the other things that you can find at phonelosers.com/support. I've had some new people sign up recently, like Chawan Biking, Robert W., Micah H., Ben B., Theo M., Trevor, Alex F., Par Thurnax, Major Tinnitus, Jason H., Vacation City 2, Liz J., Alexander C., Frank P., Horace S., Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia, a.k.a. North Carolina, and Jojo Homo, the best name of all of them. Thank you, all of you, for causing me to do this for at least 8 hours a day. I know it doesn't seem like it because I've been slacking off lately with the snowplow shows, but I've done quite a few hobosodes. There's been 3 hobosodes since the last snowplow show. I'm trying to make up for my last 2 weeks of being a slacker. Sorry about that, everybody. I am making a lot of progress on the prank call torrent. I have converted every single thing that MC Lars has sent me. I've completely finished with all of that. I think I probably mentioned this already. Sorry if I have. I can't remember anything. But I am expecting the prank call torrent to be out by the end of this month, hopefully. I don't see any reason why it can't be, so be looking forward to that. It is a huge torrent. I'm still collecting things online for it. So you might want to order a new hard drive to be able to accommodate the new torrent. I'm sure soon after this one, I'm probably going to put together a PLA torrent, because it's been a few years since I've done one of those. I think that was 2017, wasn't it? That's forever ago. In other news, stickers, they're coming along. I'm still waiting for one more shipment. I got a shipment in yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, but today I sent out some stickers to just like 11 people, 11 more people, and then I ran out of the Chrome stickers. That's the other one that I'm waiting for currently, and I want to make sure everybody gets all of the stickers, so I'm just going to hold off for another few days. Hopefully they'll be here by the end of the week, those Chrome stickers. Sorry it's taken forever, but it shouldn't be much longer now, and then we can put this whole sticker thing behind us forever. What was I thinking? I've sent out so many stickers at this point. And you know what? I need to start working on the coin thing. It's getting late into the year. We're already in February. I need to get a Kickstarter set up for the new coin. I will definitely try to get to work on that soon. Recently on the Hobosodes, we've figured out a new twist for phone number changes, and that is to have Carol from the phone company on the line with us, which, you know, it's just me with the voice changer, and she's kind of mediating the process of changing the number while we have somebody familiar to the person on the line. I don't think I'm making any sense. But I've done it a few times on recent Hobosodes, like this one from yesterday.
Oh dear.
We can talk on Saturday, Joe, and you can explain this to me, and maybe we can change it.
Oh, dear.
But right now, do not change anything.
Okay, Fran, this is Carol again.
Yes.
I was, while you guys were talking, I was just monkeying around in your account, and I accidentally went ahead and did the command to make him switch.
Well, you just accidentally unmake the command to make the switch.
I don't know how, because, like, this was a big...
Well, you better figure out how, because this is my number.
And Hobosode number 222, the one about the dart leagues, that's where the idea came up somehow. I forget even how, but here's a clip of that one.
All right.
And just so you know, you're still paying for both numbers. So your bill's basically going to double now.
It better not.
Oh, no, it is. Like, you now have two lines on your account. You have the joke line, and you have this Alberta number. And anyone that calls this 403 number, they're going to be charged extra long distance, because that's in Canada. That's a whole other country, sir.
All right, I'm canceling all this.
So I think this new idea has a lot of potential. We need to explore it further. On yesterday's Hobosode, I was just calling people who knew each other through a homeowners association. And I was thinking I could start out today by calling this list that Reggie sent me about 6 months ago. It's a neighborhood full of old people, and I can just call as one neighbor talking to the other neighbor about changing their phone number. It's the best idea ever. But I want to try some other...
If you would like to make and receive calls anywhere in the United States absolutely free, simply visit MagicJack.com.
Wow.
And begin making calls for free. It takes only seconds.
What?
That's MagicJack.com. The Magic Jack number you've called has not yet been assigned to a customer.
Okay.
Please check.
You gotta love a phone carrier that plays ads on your phone number.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Matt?
Yes?
This is Carol from CenturyLink.
Go on.
Okay, you don't have to be rude about it, sir. I'm in the process of changing your phone number right now.
You are, and why are you doing that?
Because your neighbor wants to swap numbers with you. I've got him on the line right now. Do you know?
Okay, I'll tell you what. You send me this in writing.
No,
I approve nothing.
I'm doing it right now. I'm changing your number.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm swapping it with
your... I do not agree. I do not consent.
Matt,
send it to me in writing.
Matt, it's me, Roy, your neighbor. I live down the street from you on the 83rd Circle.
Go on.
Okay, why are you being so rude to us? I'm just swapping numbers with you.
I don't like unsolicited calls.
It's not unsolicited.
I'm just
calling you. I'm your neighbor. I had Carol call you on three-way. She's from CenturyLink. We're going to swap...
You want to switch phone numbers with me?
Yes, we're going to swap phone numbers. I'm going to have 02 ringing at my house, and you're going to have my number ringing at your house.
No, I don't want that. I don't understand it. Send it to me in writing.
Sir, I just need
your... There's so many scams that are going on.
It's not a scam.
I do not approve.
I'm your neighbor.
Look.
Why
do you understand? Send it to me in writing. There is nothing urgent in what you are proposing.
No, it's not urgent. It's just we're halfway through it. I've already swapped my number over.
So. I do not consent.
I do not consent. I already told the phone company that you do consent, so she went ahead and,
well,
and started.
Then you tell them back that I do not consent.
Sir, I've already
you
made...
send me a written proposal.
Sir, I've already made the change on your account here. You're...
change it back.
No, it's too late. We've already done
I'm sorry, I do not consent. That was an unauthorized change.
I told her, I pretended to be you, and I got her to...
It doesn't matter. You had no authority to do that. She had no authority. I'm wondering if this is a scam call.
It's not...
You send it to me in writing by U.S. mail. Is there any problem?
I'm your neighbor. I live here in the community. I don't see why you're being such a dick about this.
Is there any problem with what I have just told you?
Yes, because we've already done it, and you're being a total dick.
Then you put it back. You have no authority. I do not consent.
It's too late. I told her that I was you, and I said, go ahead and do it.
Put it back. I do not consent.
Sir, I'm sorry. He fooled me.
I'm not going to keep repeating myself.
He fooled me. Well, stop repeating yourself. You know, you're being kind of a douche.
But fundamentally, for the past 30 years, the Republican Party has had...
So, do not change my phone number.
Oh, too late. I already changed it.
Get it in writing. Whatever. I'm your neighbor. We're supposed to be neighborly. And originally, my whole thing was I was just... saying, I'm going to take their number, and they're just going to get another random number. But then Devin had the genius idea of saying, I want to swap numbers with them. So thank you for that, Devin. I think that makes it more ridiculous that I'm wanting to swap numbers with them. Can you imagine getting a call from your neighbor, and they just want to swap phone numbers with you? Nothing weird about that.
Hello?
Hello, Marianne?
Yes?
It's Carol from CenturyLink.
Yeah,
from the AT&T Wireless division of CenturyLink. We're changing your phone number today. I'm in the process of changing your number.
Why?
Well, I've got your neighbor on the phone, Roy.
Hey, Marianne, it's Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm on 83rd Circle.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to swap numbers with you because I'm with AT&T also.
Of my contacts here. I'm not going to swap a number.
Oh, no, your contacts will still be in your phone. We'll just have each other's phone numbers. So my number will ring to your phone, and your number will ring to my phone.
And I just need your...
I don't think so. Isn't acceptable. They're going to change our phone number.
No, it's
to somebody down the street here.
Yeah, it's okay.
They're going to ring to each other's phones.
What'd you say?
Well, it's
who
okay.
Is this?
This is Roy.
Who is this?
I'm trying to tell you, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on 83rd Circle, just down the street from you.
What's your name?
And it's Roy. I've got Carol from AT&T on the line.
Hello, sir. This is Carol. I'm just doing the number change for you.
I'm not changing numbers. I don't care who you are.
Oh, no. I'm your neighbor. I just want to swap numbers, so I'll have your number. I love this idea. It's so ridiculous. And nobody ever wants to do it. Well, except the guy at the dart club. There was one guy that was okay with it until I told him he was going to be paying for two lines. Here, let me try him right back.
Hello?
Randy, I've already given my new phone number to my friends, like, which is your...
I don't care about your friends. What about me? I've had this number for 6 years. Eight years, excuse me. I don't care about you.
It's not even...
Now what?
It's not even that long, like, and you're going to have my old number. So if anyone calls...
I don't want your old number, and there's nothing... Don't give me that. That ain't going to happen. I don't care who you are.
If anyone calls me, I'll tell them what your new number is.
I don't... Listen.
And you can do
we're not changing numbers. I don't know who you are. And if you want to meet, I'll be glad to talk to you. But this is crazy.
It's not that crazy.
I've had this number for 8 years. I'm not changing.
We're neighbors, and eight years isn't that long.
Who are you? Who in the hell are you?
I'm just your neighbor. This is Roy. I've said hello to you before.
Roy who? Last name.
Gerbel. Roy Gerbel.
Like, I've never met you in my life.
Oh, I think you're wrong. We met once. I remember.
Roy,
but it doesn't,
you're nuts.
I'm not nuts. I just wanted to swap numbers because your number spells...
I am not swapping numbers. Do you understand
Please?
That? No.
I've still got...
N-O, if I got to go to a, if I got to get a lawyer, if I got to go to court...
Oh, come on.
We ain't swapping numbers.
Don't be silly.
We're not swapping numbers. Don't call me again. You're you're wasting your time.
Okay, Randy, this is Carol from the phone company. So is that a no?
Which phone company? What phone company?
From AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a no then? You don't want to swap numbers? Because I just need to
hear from... No, I do not want to... I will not swap numbers.
Are you saying no or yes? Because it's you keep cutting out a little bit.
No.
Like N-O or Y-E-S?
N-O.
Or Y-E-S.
I will not swap numbers. No. N-O.
Okay, well, all right. I can... yeah, I guess I won't do it then. I was already in your account. I was about to do it.
No, you should... Don't you dare.
Roy told me it was okay.
Well, Roy doesn't know me at all.
Well, he says he's your neighbor.
And I'm not swapping numbers.
He says he's your neighbor.
He's not my neighbor. I've never met him. Don't know him. This is crazy.
He said you'd be okay with it.
Well, he doesn't know me. He's lying.
Okay.
It's a lie.
All right, let me just log out of your account here and... Oh, dear. Oh, man. I just hit the button to change it. By accident. I'm sorry.
Don't say you're sorry. It isn't happening.
Well, no,
this is not happening.
I was in the middle of the order.
I will get a lawyer. I will come after whoever you are.
I was trying to log out of your account. I accidentally hit the button to go ahead and change your number. See?
What? Why do I care about that? That's stupid.
No, I'm saying you have...
You're stupid.
You're stupid. You have Roy's number now. I'm not stupid, sir.
Stupid.
I'm just a woman.
Yes, you are. You just made a mistake. No,
that doesn't mean I'm stupid. It's just that you've made mistakes before.
Oh, my God. Will you...
Sir.
AT&T, don't worry. Your job will be lost. Goodbye.
That's not true.
Wow, he just called Carol stupid. Like it just turned into like grade school level name calling just because she made an honest mistake. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake on the beginning of that one. I was like saying I was from CenturyLink and I'm like, oh no, they're with AT&T, oops, and I recovered from that one like a pro, didn't I?
Hello, Kat?
Oh my God, Sharon, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. What's new with you?
Oh, you know, just chilling. I've been going to the marijuana shop a lot.
Really?
And I'm really into the marijuanas now.
Oh my goodness.
We should hang out. We should hang out. We should try marijuana together.
Oh, my God, I've never tried it.
Oh, it's fun. I tell you, I pretty much smoke it nonstop all day. I wake up in the middle of the night, I smoke more. I just smoke and smoke and smoke. It's crazy. It's a lot of fun. I started watching cartoons a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so much better than all that Donald Trump shit, you know? I just watch cartoons now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you ever seen Dexter's Laboratory?
No.
Oh, man, that's so great when you're high.
Oh, my God, you are something.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute. Who is this?
Oh, you know who it is. It's me. It's me, exactly who you thought it was.
Sharon?
Yeah, Sharon.
Sharon would never. The Sharon I know.
Well, you know, marijuana changes you. I've been smoking the really strong stuff.
My gosh.
Yeah, we should do some smoking together.
Oh my goodness. Have you got a problem that you have to do that?
Oh no, I'm just doing it for fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have a problem.
Oh,
that's
no.
Good.
No, I can stop anytime I want.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else have you been doing?
I've taken up skateboarding.
cave boarding.
Yeah, not the crazy ramps or anything, but I just, instead of, you know, taking the bus or whatever, I'm just skateboarding around town.
Okay.
Yep.
Boy,
yeah, just to the grocery to the grocery store and stuff. What have you been up to?
Well, we're in Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
And we played golf yesterday, and his sister is here, his brother.
Have you ever tried playing golf while high?
No.
Oh, man. It's mind-blowing. It's a new experience. It changes the game of golf forever.
Now, Sharon, I can't picture you. You play golf?
Oh, no. Well, I played some miniature golf while I was high.
Oh, okay.
I skateboarded over to the mini golf course.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, where do I know you, Sharon?
What do you mean, where?
I don't remember. I don't...
How do you not remember? Oh, my gosh. Is your memory going?
No, wait a minute. Sharon.
Uh-huh.
You're not the Sharon that I know, because she wouldn't touch a cigarette or anything.
Well, no, I started out just eating the marijuana, but then you know, then I started doing dabs. And next thing you know, I got like five different bongs. I like smoking's the best, you know.
Wait, how do I know you?
That's such a weird question.
Yeah.
Like, we live in the same community kind of area, you know, like.
Where?
You're on 83rd. I'm just around the bend, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. You got it.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't talked to you in a while, have I?
No. And did we play golf? We didn't play golf.
No, we never played golf. I decided to try golf because I was high, and it just seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a new job.
What?
I got a new job. I work at a
What?
I work at a tattoo shop now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't even have to know how to draw to work in a tattoo shop. It's all computerized now. You just print it out and go to town on people's bodies.
And what did you do before?
Basically nothing, you know? Didn't do hardly anything.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Look. Look, this is actually Nancy. I'm not really Sharon. I was just kidding with you. It's Nancy.
Who?
It's Nancy.
Nancy?
Yeah, I live on 83rd Circle, too.
Okay.
Yeah. How you been? I'm just your neighbor, that's all.
You were right next door to us?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
How you been?
Everything's good, thank goodness.
That's good. I mean, when I first called, you were like, you thought I was Sharon, and I just couldn't resist.
Nancy.
Yep. Nancy.
Well, Nancy, again, would not smoke the Nancy she lives.
I was making all that up because you thought I was Sharon.
Yeah, and Sharon wouldn't smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't smoke either. Smoking's for the devil.
Yeah, but I can't imagine who you are.
Next door, you know, Nancy. What are you watching on the TV?
We did what?
What are you watching on the TV?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's loud. It's some kind of movie. I was falling asleep.
Is it the Hallmark channel?
It's called The American Woman or something.
Oh,
I don't
that
know.
Sounds
I've
good.
Never heard of it.
Are you watching Hallmark?
I'm waiting. Yeah.
On Hallmark?
Oh, yeah. I love Hallmark.
Oh, I love Hallmark, too.
Yeah.
I love it when it's a single mom with her kids and she moves to a new town and she meets a guy.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
But you don't watch cartoons.
Oh, no. Cartoons are for kids.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Dexter's Lab is like 20 years old at this point.
I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who likes cartoons?
So, are you really working at a tattoo shop?
Oh no, I made that up because you thought I was Sharon. So
what are you doing with? What are you doing with yourself?
I was calling to find out if I could borrow a cup of sugar, but I guess you're down in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm in near Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
No.
Okay.
We're in Deerfield Beach.
Oh, okay. Down in the 561.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, and who were you married to?
Bubba.
Who?
Bubba. Yeah, I call him Bubba. Like when we're making love.
Okay. That's cute. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. We're waiting, his sister and her significant other is coming over, and we're going out for dinner tonight.
Cool.
So that'll be fun. Yeah.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I need you to deposit another 50 cents for the next 5 minutes. But please deposit.
Are you calling from a payphone? There's no such thing as a payphone anymore.
Yeah, let me put some money in.
Who is this playing a joke on me?
I'm going to need one of you to deposit 50 cents for the next 5 minutes. I can't just sit here and listen to you talk.
Oh, my God.
About the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, my goodness. I want to know who this is.
I'm putting it in.
You're not putting it in, ma'am. Like, I can tell what you're doing, that you're defrauding the phone company. You need to stop that.
You'll never stop me, motherfucker.
All right, that's it. I'm disconnecting this call. If you guys can't act like adults. All right, I didn't know what else to do with that. You guys don't want to hear me have a conversation with an old lady. I didn't even know her first name because it's cut off on the list. I just see K-A-T. So I mumbled her name in the beginning. But that was fun. She sure was concerned about Sharon there for a minute. I think I'm about done on this list. I want to try something else. I actually want to try a couple different things before I end the show.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
This is Carol from AT&T. I'm getting ready to change your phone number. We're going to swap your number with your neighbor's number. I have him on the line here with me.
No, you're not changing my phone number.
Hey, it's me. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live here on 83rd Court Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to swap numbers with you. Like, I'm going to have your number, and then you have my number.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, sir, we've already started this. He assured me it would be okay. So I'm halfway through the process right now.
Well, he's full of shit, and you're full of shit.
Well, sir, that's not a nice way to be. I'm your neighbor. I just want to swap numbers with you. That's all. Damn it. He got me. He told me how it is.
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Carol. I'm calling from AT&T.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
All right.
Okay, you're Carol calling from AT&T.
Yes, I have your neighbor Roy on the line with me. He wants to change phone numbers with you.
Someone wants to change phone numbers with us.
Yeah, it's Roy.
I barely can remember this one.
Roy, are you there?
Yeah, this is Roy. Hey, Bob, I'm your neighbor. I live here on 83rd Court Road.
Yeah?
I just want to swap numbers with you. Like, I'm going to have your phone number, and you have my phone number.
I can't think of any real reason why I would ever do a thing like that.
It'll just be fun. It's just going to be fun. You just have to let Carol know it's fine.
Yes. Oh, no. I'll tell you what. I have, I know. I'm going to have to hang up on you now. Bye.
Well, can you tell Susan to shut the fuck up? Fucking scammers. They've ruined it for everybody. Nobody believes anything anymore. But yeah, I'm going to be done with this list for a while. Thank you for sending this in once again, Reggie. I've used this list several times. This one is when I was driving an ice cream truck around the neighborhood, and then I found out halfway through that it's a closed neighborhood. There's no way for an ice cream truck to just wander in, and there's also no kids in the neighborhood. It was a horrible neighborhood for that. But I want to try this other thing, you know, same premise, but with apartment complexes instead. This probably isn't going to work at all, but I thought it'd be fun to try at least.
Jordan's apartments, how can I help you?
Hey there, this is Carol with Frontier, the phone company.
Yes.
I'm calling because I have one of your tenants on the other line with me here. And
okay.
He wants to swap phone numbers with you. So he wants to take your 3-8 number, and you're going to get his number?
No.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
Well, no, I've got him on the line. Roy, are you there?
Yeah, hey, it's Roy. I'm one of your tenants. I just want to swap numbers with you.
Like, Roy who?
Yeah, I'm one of your tenants. I'm in
Roy who?
I'm in number 22. Like, if anyone calls for you, I'll let them know what your new number is. You're going to have my old number.
No, thank you.
We've already started the process, you know?
No, thank you.
With Frontier.
Roy who? What's your last name, Roy?
It's Zerbel. I'm in apartment 22.
Zerbel?
Yeah.
You're not a tenant of mine.
Well, no, I stay on the couch. I have a roommate.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, none of this matters anyway. I want to change my number. So can you just tell Carol it's okay? Just give your permission?
No. Well, Carol, can you come back on the line, please?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, please hang up. Nope, you're being fished.
I'm not being fished. He has an account with us. This is Roy. He lives at the same address as the apartment complex.
Nope. Well, not he's not a tenant of mine.
Well, no, he has a phone account, though. Like, you know, it's there at your address.
Oh, well, I'll speak to the person on the lease.
I just stay on the couch.
Nope.
Well, sir, we've already started the process. You know, we were going to change the phone numbers. He assured me he'd be okay with you.
No, thank you. I will not do it. No.
Well, are you even, like, the owner or anything there? Or are you just some dumb office worker? Because, like, can you put me on the phone with somebody who can make decisions?
Okay, so I can make these decisions, and Carol, please give me your last name and your employee number or something I can reach out to Frontier for.
Okay, well, just call Frontier. Just call the toll-free number. I have the toll-free number.
How can I identify you as an employee?
My name's Carol Gersberms.
Gersberms?
Yeah, my employee number is 51368.
51368.
Yeah, but this is a pretty standard thing. You know, we're just swapping your numbers. It's nothing to be worried about. He just wants to have your number.
No, thank you.
Because I already started the process, and if we finish it,
nope.
I get a commission.
Nope. No, thank you. Carol, I will call back Frontier. Thank you very much.
Okay,
have a good
are
day.
You sure you have decision-making abilities? Like,
well, that was kind of boring.
When I'm super tired. So I must be tired. Hi, Terrace, this is Aileen. Can I help you?
Hi, Aileen. This is Carol from Frontier, the phone company.
Yes.
I'm calling because I've got one of your tenants on the line. He wants to swap phone numbers with you. Like, he wants to take your phone number, and then you're going to have his phone number. Like, your office number there?
Uh-huh. Who's the tenant?
It's Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's fine. I'm one of your tenants. I just want to swap numbers with you, okay?
Okay, what's your name?
This is Roy.
Roy.
I'm in apartment 41.
Okay, hold on.
And, you know, if anyone calls and wants to talk to the office, I'll tell them what your new number is. It's going to be my old number.
What? I don't understand what's going on.
I just want to swap numbers with you. I want to have your number.
I don't have a Roy in Unit 41.
No, I just kind of stay here. You know, I have a roommate. But I want to have your 3478 number, and then you can have my number.
Who's your roommate?
It's Mrs. Benningfield.
Nope. You must have a different complex that's not
I definitely live here. I'm at 9 Street.
Okay, but but that's not who your roommate would be, right?
Well, yeah. I just pay them cash. What? I just stay on the couch. You know, like we've got a off the grid arrangement because I don't want to be in the computer.
Okay, and that's Unit 41?
Yeah. So can you just tell the phone company lady that it's fine if we just swap numbers?
Well, I don't have anybody by the name you're giving me at that apartment.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Well, it does.
Ma'am, I can confirm for you that he's calling from a phone number that's in apartment 41 at 9 Street. So he's definitely there in the apartment. He just wants to swap numbers with you.
I'll give him my office number.
Well, isn't that what we reached?
Yes, but I don't have him on the lease or anything. So
yeah. Well,
why I need his number.
Well, yeah, because he wants your number. He wants the office number to be his number. Like when people call
3-8,
it's going to ring in his apartment.
I can't do that.
When people call his old number, it's going to ring to you.
Why would I do that?
Oh, I don't know. That's just something he wanted to do.
I can't do that. This is a number that's for a business.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be fun. I wouldn't have to pay business rates. It's fine. She's going to put it on my residential account. All right, she did not like being tag-teamed by Roy and Carol. It's weird, on 411.com, it actually shows that a guy named Roy lives in apartment 41, but I guess he's moved out because she says he doesn't live there anymore.
Thank you for calling apartments. This is Kieran. How can I help you?
Hey, Kieran, this is Carol from AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number. This phone number that comes into your office, the 6-8 number.
Okay.
I've got Roy on the line. He's one of your tenants. He wants to swap numbers with you. So he lives there at the complex on Piner Road. And,
okay.
You're going to have his number, and he's going to have your number. So anyone that calls the office is going to ring in his apartment.
Why is this happening?
He just wanted to, like, and I'm calling to let you know we're getting ready to make the switch. I've got him on the line. Are you there, Roy?
Yeah, I'm here. I just thought it'd be fun, you know, just to swap numbers. That's all.
Okay. Is this a prank call?
Oh, no, I'm one of your tenants.
Okay.
I live in 146.
Uh-huh.
With Andrew.
So I'm just putting the final touches on this here, and it should take effect in just a few minutes. I think he figured out it was a prank. Oh, well.
Janod Brook, this is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, this is Carol with AT&T. I'm calling to let you know we're in the process of changing your phone number there in your office. It's 4-6 number.
Why?
One of your tenants wants to swap numbers with you. Looks like his name is Andrew. I'm sorry?
No, can't swap phone numbers here in our office.
Oh, well, I've got him on the line. He just wants to give you his number, and he's going to take your number. Are you there, Andrew?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, this is Andrew, ma'am. I'm one of your tenants. I'm in 218.
Yes.
I'm just going to swap numbers with you, and like if anyone calls the office, they'll ring to my... to my apartment?
No, we cannot do that.
Well, no, I've already started. I told him you'd be okay with it.
No, I'm not okay with it.
Well, we're halfway through the process now, ma'am.
Cannot take our... This is a business, ma'am.
Well,
we can't take our business phone number and forward it to another resident.
We're not going to charge... We're not forwarding the call. We're swapping them. So his number...
What do you mean you're swapping them?
Like, you're going to have his phone number, and he's going to have your number. They're just going to be completely swapped. And he won't have to pay business rates.
No,
you won't have to worry about that.
No, it doesn't work like that. No, we're not doing that. I'm not approving that.
That's exactly how it works. It's really easy. I know how to do this in the computer.
No, it's not happening. I'm sorry. No.
I've already swapped it. So
then you did it. Then you did it without authorization, and we'll pay the consequences for that.
Well, that's what I'm... Well, don't threaten me, ma'am. I'm just with the phone company.
Have a good day.
Ma'am, like, this is going to... Wow.
Going to make me suffer the consequences. I don't like how that sounded.
Hello, Jordan.
Hi there. This is Carol. I'm with AT&T, you know, the phone company.
Yes.
And I'm in the process right now of changing your phone number there in the office, the 69 number. And I've got one of your tenants on the line. He wants to swap numbers with you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. It's Carol with the AT&T. We're just changing your phone number today. We're swapping it with one of your tenants. I've got him on the line. His name's Edward.
Hey, Sherry. It's Edward. I'm in 130.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be fun. I just wanted to swap numbers with you. So your office number is going to ring in my apartment, and then my old number is going to ring in your office. They're going to be swapped.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's fine, ma'am. We've already figured it all out. We're halfway through the process.
Yeah, first of all, there's no one here in 130 by that name. So please don't call us again.
Ma'am, I stay on the couch. I have a roommate in 130.
Yep, ma'am, I can confirm for you. He is calling from apartment 130 on McKinney Avenue.
There aren't any...
Sorry?
Okay. Then who is listed as the main person of that unit?
I don't know. I'm just with the phone company. It shows under his name with the phone records, and he's just changing his phone number. That's all I can see.
Okay, well, there's no landline in there, so what next?
There is a landline in there, because we're swapping
Actually, there's not, and we don't have AT&T service. All of our lines...
Ma'am, you're making up stories now. Like, you have AT&T service. There she goes. All right.
I'm going to stop doing apartments. It says on here it's AT&T. It says Pacific Bell. And how would she know if there's no landline? Do they just not wire them up for landlines anymore? Like, is that not even an option anymore? It's like satellite television. You can't be drilling holes in our walls for those landlines. We won't stand for that. Not in this complex. No landlines here. Wow, I wonder if that's actually a real thing. Anyway, I'm going to try one last thing before we end the show. Let me search this same area for a karate place, like a martial arts place. And hopefully I can find one here that is in a shopping center. There we go. That was easy. Let's see if Sensei Doug can get any numbers changed.
Hello, Westside.
Hey there. This is Carol with AT&T, the phone company.
Okay.
I'm calling. We're changing your number today. You know the karate store next door to you?
Yeah.
They're going to swap numbers with you. I've got since...
Oh.
I'm sorry?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
AT&T, they're swapping our phone numbers with the karate store?
I don't think AT&T calls.
Oh, does he work for it?
Yeah.
Supposedly, AT&T is switching our number to the karate store.
82. Is that AT&T on the phone saying they're swapping our number or something? I don't think that's
right. No, just hang up.
Yeah. You shouldn't be swapping to the karate store.
No.
Come on. Hanging up on me, that's bullshit.
Looks like we have a UPS store right next to the karate place.
UPS store, this is Jack. How can I help you?
Hey, Jack. This is Carol from AT&T.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to let you know we're switching your phone number right now.
Why?
Well, do you know the karate place? Looks like it's a little bit down the way from you, there in the shopping center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sensei Doug, he wants to swap numbers with you. I've got him on the line.
I don't have AT&T.
Yep.
I'm Comcast.
Well, yeah, we're porting your number over to AT&T.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug from a little bit down the thing. I just want to swap numbers with you. It'll be fun.
I don't know who you are.
No, I'm at the karate store, just like right down the sidewalk from you.
Yeah, I don't want to change my number.
Yeah, we're just going to swap. It'll give us both twice the business because, you know, like I'll get your numbers and then they'll be calling me and I'll tell them what your number is.
No. Do not. I do not accept that at all.
Well, sir.
I have no idea why you want to do that.
Well, I think he just told you. We're already halfway through the process. We just got to get your...
No one called me ahead of time to check on any of this. I don't want to change my number. I don't want to add a number. I'm fine just the way I got it.
But, sir, like this will give us both more business because people will call me.
I don't know who you are, so if you want the owner of the karate place to call me, that would be great. But you're not who I know as the owner, so I don't know what's going on,
okay,
and I do not agree to any of this.
You don't have to be like that just because I'm not the owner. Like, I basically run this place.
If the owner wants to give me a call and talk about it ahead of time, not arm twisting me right when somebody's on the line trying to change my number, then I can talk to them about it. But I do not agree to any of this. So AT&T, leave my number alone.
Okay,
please.
I can just put the process on hold and we'll finish it up tomorrow after.
I don't want to do it then either, so thanks.
Well, you just told him.
Looks like on the other side of him there is an Anytime Fitness. And that one actually makes sense for getting more business for both of us. Because, you know, we can promote each other and ourselves and...
Thank you for calling Anytime Fitness. This is Teresa. How can I help you?
Hey, Teresa. Is this the manager?
I am one of them. What can I help you with?
Okay, great. This is Carol. I'm with AT&T, the phone company. We're changing your number today. We're halfway through the process right now. We're going to swap your number with Sensei Doug over at the karate store.
Why?
Well, I've got him on the line. He wants to swap numbers with you. So you'll have his number, and he'll have your number.
Okay, that's not going to work out well at all because we have a multitude of people that we message every day that we've been using this number for many years, and if they call that number and they're calling over to a karate studio and they're not getting their gym when they've received a message that says 20 on the end of it, that is going to create serious implications for our gym.
Well, Sensei Doug, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, ma'am. No, you can just tell everyone your new number. We'll just have different numbers from now on.
See, I can't allow that because my owner isn't here, and we can't just switch numbers because you want to.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've had this business here for over 14 years, and we've had this number for just as long as we've had this club, and I can't just change the number just like that. We have the number printed on our business cards with all the people that work here, on our window, sent out in emails and text messages. There is no but.
But I'll tell everyone your new number, you know, if they call me, and then
I can't just let you do that. I'm not the owner. I cannot just give you permission to go ahead and change our phone number. It's not going to work.
You can do the same for me, you know, just...
I would definitely do that, and I understand what you're saying, but what you don't understand is I've got a multitude of people, like over thousands of people that have this number, and it is on our website, it is on our door, it is on our business cards. We can't just not have this number.
Well, yeah, but
it doesn't work that way.
It's like you'll still have it because it'll be ringing over here, and I can send people to you, and it'll increase business for both of us.
It doesn't really work that way here.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know,
it really doesn't. We have ways of reaching out to our members, like I said, on our social media, on our diligence of communicating with our members. You know, we've got people calling us all the time. We can't just change the number.
Yep.
This doesn't work.
Well, you said you're not the owner.
You're
who's this
have
again?
To pick a different number. This is one of the managers. This is Teresa.
Oh, hey, Teresa. It's Sensei Doug. It's just,
I know who you are. I've met you. But the thing is I, you know, out of respect, I can't just change our phone number. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, so should I not do this? I just needed to get your permission.
No, you cannot. No, you do not have my permission.
Yes, it's okay. Go ahead and do it.
No. Oh, okay, you can.
No.
I'm sorry. Which of you was that? I'm getting confused.
No,
yes,
we are not switching the number.
Go ahead and do it. It's fine. I think it's a good idea. This is Teresa.
Not.
I don't know who that lady is.
Sensei, stop. It's not going to work. No, we cannot do that. I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay,
I can't comply with that. We're going to have to give him a different number.
Well, Teresa, I'm confused because one minute you were saying no and then you were saying yes.
No, I wasn't. That was Sensei. We're not changing the number.
No, that was Sensei right there impersonating me. It's actually fine. Fine, go ahead.
That is enough. No, we're not changing this number.
It's
not going to happen. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry I'm so indecisive. I'm on my period.
Oh, my God. You did not just do that. No. The lady from AT&T, we're not switching our phone number.
Okay, but I'm happy.
Anytime Fitness is keeping the 3-0. We are keeping that phone number. Not changing it.
Keeping it at the karate store.
No, we're not.
I'm so confused right now. I don't know who to believe at this point.
There's no changes to be made. There's nothing confusing. There's nothing to change.
So I shouldn't hit the button.
Do not hit submit. We're not changing our phone number so that the karate studio can have our number. It's not going to happen.
But ma'am, they would have your number too. I mean, you would have their number.
I don't want their number. I want our number, and our number is going to stay the same. There isn't any changes that's going to be made, and I don't want to discuss this anymore.
Carol, can you just do it? She's being a total bitch.
No.
I know she really is.
This has got to be a joke. This is ridiculous.
No, ma'am, I don't joke. I'm a Christian. My name's Carol.
I'm a Christian, too, but you know what? This is not funny.
Oh, no, we're not trying to be funny. He just wants to swap numbers with you. But you were saying yes a minute ago.
No, I was not. I would never.
You're not
making any changes to Anytime Fitness's phone number. It's not going to happen.
I heard you say yes, and then you said no, and then you said yes.
I have to go back to work. This is not going to happen. No changes. Do you hear me?
Ma'am, don't yell at me. Don't be a bitch.
Listen, I don't know how many times I have to tell the both of you that we are not changing our phone number. It is not going to happen, and I'm done with this conversation.
What if we just try it out for 2 weeks?
No, are you kidding me? That's going to impact my business, and I'm not having it.
But they're not... But they're not going to charge us for it.
I don't care charge me or if they charge you. This is not going to happen.
What if I'm
not doing it.
What if you want to
discuss it further, Sensei, you can come over and talk to Tim when he's here tomorrow morning.
What if I give you one of my cordless phone handsets and you can answer
it
sometimes?
It's not going to happen. No.
You can answer it sometimes if I don't answer it first.
No. No.
Yes, it's okay. Go ahead and do it.
No. 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 So you can call or you can come over and you can talk to Tim tomorrow morning. And I'll let him know that you guys are trying to change his number and you can deal with him.
He'll probably be fine with it because he's reasonable.
Yeah, totally. Because why would he change his number? Why wouldn't he change his number? I mean, it's all over social media and all over everybody's business cards. And, you know, we've sent out like 100 emails and text messages and phone calls with that number on it.
Yeah, but I'll be right here. I'll be right here, you know, like you guys can just come over.
It doesn't matter how close you are. It's not going to happen.
I'll take messages for you.
No, I don't got time for that.
Well, no, it would save you time because I'd be taking messages.
You have no idea what to say to these people.
Yes, I do.
No.
I'm not an idiot.
Look, you don't know our pricing. You don't know our regulations. You can't tell them anything. You can't respond to messages from our members. You can't.
So
it's not going to happen. This isn't as easy as just switching a phone number. There's a lot that goes through our business that you guys cannot be interfering with.
Yeah, but I'll just...
Leave things the way they are, please.
So I should not hit this button then? This button right here that I have my finger on.
For crying out loud. Nothing's changing. Everything is staying the same.
Oh, that was a close one. I almost hit it.
Well, thank God you didn't. I have to go back to work now.
All right. Thank you for participating in our prank call, ma'am.
Oh, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, that was fun. I had a hard time holding it together on that one. Sorry if I giggled too much. King Richard was making fun of me for that in the Discord today, for giggling at my own stuff. Whatever, King Richard. Let's see, what else is there? There's this fast approval car title loans place, and I tried to call them, and it's just an automated system. Nobody's picking up. That would be fun to do to them, but It just goes to their corporate thing or whatever they do. We've got a nails place. We could see if they want to change their number with Sensei Doug's. See if they're more reasonable than that lady.
How may I help you?
Hi there, this is Carol. I'm with the phone company with Quest, CenturyLink, Frontier, whatever they're called today. I'm with the phone company. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi. We're in the middle of changing your phone number right now. What?
I'm going to give you to someone who can help you because I'm not the manager. I don't know how to deal with this.
Okay, honey. You do that. You do that. You just transfer it right over. Just put it on over. Just give it to the manager.
Okay, one second.
Okay, all right.
So you were trying to find a phone, or?
Oh, no, we're just changing your phone number to your business.
Okay, so, one second. I'm going to give this to my manager. I can't find her at the moment.
Oh my God, tell them to shut up.
Long, can you talk to this woman? I have no idea what to do. No, I don't want to. It's
changing the phone
number. Hello? Hello, this is Carol from the phone company. I'm changing your phone number today.
What do you mean, change phone number today?
I've got Sensei Doug on the phone line. He's there in your shopping center. He wants to swap phone numbers with you.
I've got him
on the line. Sensei Doug, are you there?
Yeah, hello, ma'am. This is Sensei Doug. I'm here in the shopping center.
Uh-huh.
A few doors down. Hello?
So what were you guys trying to do?
I'm sorry, am I talking to a different person? Is this that first girl?
Yeah, we're like kind of confused because it's like we're not aware of what you mean by changing phone numbers.
Oh, yeah, I just want to swap phone numbers with you. Like, you'll have my number and I'll have your number. And, like, you know, I'll answer your calls and you answer mine.
Why?
Well, don't worry about it. It's manager business. Can you put the manager back on? Honey?
Our manager isn't here right now, and neither is the owner.
Oh, so you were lying before.
This is like the nail salon. Do you have the right number?
Yeah, the nail salon. I'm just a little bit down the sidewalk. It's karate.
Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe you should try calling back or when, like, the owner gets here or something, because...
Oh, I thought... Who was the person you put me on the phone with?
That was just another person that works at the salon.
Oh, so it was a huge lie.
It wasn't a lie. It was just we were putting you on the phone with somebody that's more familiar with the salon than the receptionist.
You made it sound like a... you know, I could spot the lie before you even put her on, because, you know, I'm a sensei and... I have senses and stuff like that tell me when you're lying.
Okay, well, if you want to come actually down to the nail salon or something, then you can do that too, because...
Today?
The owner isn't in right now. I believe she's gone.
Okay, I'm going to send one of my...
The manager is not here either.
I'm going to send one of my students over. He's an 11-year-old boy. He'll be right there.
Okay, well, the owner isn't here.
So I should go ahead and just put this through then and go ahead and change the numbers?
No, should not do it until the manager or the owner says.
That's fine, Carol. That's fine, Carol. Go ahead and do it.
All right. It's fine with everybody if I go ahead and just swap the numbers?
The owner and the manager has not said yes or no, so I'm not sure you should do that until...
Who's that coaching you what to say? That's weird.
There's two receptionists here right now, actually, and that's the other person that you're speaking to because the receptionist answers the phone.
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah, if you want to just, like, come down here and talk to the owner when they get here, I think that'd be your best bet.
Okay, so should I not put the change through?
No, it's okay. Go ahead and put it through.
Okay, all right, I can go ahead and put it through then.
Nobody is saying to change the number.
Well, except for me. I'm the other girl on the line, and I say it's okay to go ahead and put it through. Go ahead and make the change. Swap the numbers.
They're changing our phone number to the karate place. And he's saying that he's going to send an 11-year-old boy down here. And he, now he's faking my voice.
Wait, so, were you faking Sensei Doug's voice then? I'm confused.
No, he was faking my voice, and that was not me speaking, and I'm telling you that you should not change the number until the owner or the manager come here.
So basically, go ahead and change the number.
And if you can't tell us not my voice...
Well, I don't know either of you personally. I'm just the phone company lady.
Yeah, he's faking my voice. That's not me.
Ma'am, so. I wouldn't do that. I'm a sensei. I take things more seriously than that. I would not fake someone's voice.
Hello, everybody. I'm a sensei, and I'm really stupid.
No, that was not me. That was not me. That was her. She's faking my voice.
Okay, yeah, so if you want to just walk down here when the owner or the manager gets here, when, you can do that, but...
When? Like, I already sent an 11-year-old boy over there to your store. He's going to be in a karate uniform.
And what are they going
to
do?
I don't know. You asked someone to come down.
Yeah, let me give my boss a call.
Okay, what's the number? I'll put him on three-way. Carol, can you put another number on three-way?
Sure, yeah, that's no problem. Just give me the number. I can put as many people on as we want. I'm the phone company, after all.
Actually, no.
Uh-huh.
Three.
All right. Okay, let me bridge them on here. Oh no, they're not picking up.
Yeah, they're actually working on another salon. That might be why.
Mm-mm. Please leave your message.
Well, I'll try them again. Maybe they'll pick up this time. Maybe if I
just put you on with his wife.
What, is she there?
She's not here actually right now.
Oh, well, do you have that number?
Yeah, I can give you that number too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That would work. I could put her on.
Zero?
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it again? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, let me,
Yeah, try that one.
Try that one.
Hello?
Hey, Hannah. It's Haley. So the karate place up the road is trying to change your phone number, like swap numbers. And, I wasn't sure if you were, like, sure of what they were talking about when they were doing that. And, like, he was faking my voice and stuff, so I just wanted to call and confirm it with you.
Oh, bro.
It's Haley. It's the karate place up the road. He wants to change phone numbers with you. So that you, like, he'll answer our phone calls and we'll answer his phone calls.
Randy? Who's the phone number?
I don't know. It's the karate place, and I told him to wait until you got here, and he said he's going to send an 11-year-old boy here, and then he started faking my voice, saying that I said it was okay to change the numbers, and it wasn't me speaking. And so this is like a three-way phone call, basically, with, like, you and two other people and me.
What, the phone call?
Yeah, like, he wants to change numbers, so, like, we will answer their phone, and you will answer, and they will, like, answer our phone.
Why that happened?
I don't know. That's why I don't understand. When I asked him, he told me it's manager business.
Okay, you say a manager not here, that's it?
I did, and then he started faking my voice saying that I told him it was okay and it wasn't me speaking. And the lady that is, like, listening to us, she doesn't know either of us, and so he's faking my voice and saying that I'm a liar and stuff and that I never said anything about changing numbers.
What the number he changing?
He's switching phone numbers, so, like, then they will have our phone, so then we won't be able to make appointments or do anything. So I told him no, and then he told me that he's a sensei and that he can sense when I'm lying and that I'm a liar and stuff, and that he would never lie and fake my voice.
Okay, I will be there soon, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
I think she just thinks you're crazy.
Who?
You.
Oh, no, I'm not crazy. It's just that it's you, just, I mean, I don't...
Like, explaining that, you just sound like a crazy person.
Then I guess the guy might be crazy because that's what just happened, so...
Oh, who's Sensei Doug? Are you still there, Doug?
I'm with a customer. Like, just, you know, leave me alone. I got shit to do.
Yeah, ma'am, there at the nail place?
Yes, yep.
We don't know really where else to go with this prank call, so we're just going to hang up.
Okay.
I hope you had fun with it, at least.
Yeah, it was really a prank call.
Are you telling me that, or someone else?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, we're over here at the dojo, the karate place. We're just joking with you. We're bored.
That was not a...
Hello, ma'am? Are you still there? Owner lady? Ma'am? I hear you. I hear you breathing. Owner? Owner lady? Okay, she was still there. The owner lady was still there. Eavesdropping on our call like a creep. Man, that one was kind of fun. I really want to be done with this, but there's an H&R Block right next to them. I feel like I should at least give them a try, because that could be fun.
Thank you for calling the Tomato H&R Block. This is Megan. How can I help you?
Hi, Megan. It's Carol with AT&T. I'm calling to let you know I'm changing your phone number right now. I've got Sensei Doug from the shopping center, you know, down the sidewalk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've got him on the line, and he's going to swap numbers with you, so you'll each have each other's number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hi there, Megan. This is Sensei Doug. I'm just down the sidewalk a bit. We're going to swap numbers.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Okay, sure. So I have your permission then. That's great. Thanks. I'll go ahead and put that through.
And fuck. That didn't go well. She just panicked and hung up on me. Or didn't believe me and hung up on me. I don't know. But there we go. That was a lot of fun. I think I'm just going to be done with today's show for now. And I want to try this again in a future show, but with other situations. You know, we did the neighbors thing. We did the shopping center thing. We did the apartments thing. All of them were a lot of fun. What other situations could we do this in, though? I know on the Hobosode, I suggested number neighbors. You know, just swap numbers with the person who's one number off from you, from your cell phone. That's probably a stupid idea, though. Maybe I could have one Planet Fitness swap numbers with the other Planet Fitness that's across town. Or I could have people with the same names swap numbers with each other. I could call up a Brad Carter and say, hey, my name's Brad Carter, too. Let's swap numbers. It'll be fun. I don't know, though. If you have any ideas, please let me know in the comments of wherever you're listening to this on. Wow, I just noticed that shopping center has this trailer park behind it, like a dirty looking little trailer park type place. Like, not a nice one, not like a mobile home community, just a bunch of trailers all parked everywhere. Lots of trucks and yards and stuff. I really want to call these people now, but no, I'm not going to do it. The show's over. Let's listen to voicemails.
Hey, Brad, it's Gordon Bombay.
Hey, Gordon Bombay.
I was just listening by total coincidence to your original Dart Club League show, which, for any listeners who haven't heard that, it is one of the all-time greatest snowplow shows.
Yeah, it's much better than the cheap imitation that was the recent snowplow show where I called Dart League people.
Patreon to listen to that, but it's very worth it. But yeah, the new one was also really good. It didn't have the same hilarious results necessarily.
Yeah, it sucked.
But you...
Thanks.
You were really funny in that episode. And I just think you should be like that more often. You should be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, more Dart Leagues.
For a change, you know?
For a change.
I don't get all the voicemail messages with people again, but anyways, love you, Brad.
We're losing you.
More Dark Club, dude.
You're fading out. You're getting all choppy. You're sounding robotic-y like me in that recent Hobosode.
Brad.
Hey.
Sure, Bill.
What?
Hey, it's Patrick.
Hey.
From Illinois.
That's nice.
And whenever there's like a gap in the show, like whenever there's like a week or longer, I on occasion will dabble in other prank call programs or podcasts.
You bastard.
It's never cheating quite the on same. Me. I mean, they're okay, but I don't listen to them the way I listen to yours, where you go back and you listen to older episodes.
While masturbating.
And it's because you your show mine. Is bizarre and funny, and it's never mean-spirited or hurtful, like you don't tell people to do things.
I cut out those calls. I'm still incredibly mean. I make old ladies cry all the time, but then I cut them out during post-editing.
Your stuff, you know? Super destructive. It's just a bizarre phone call.
Just kidding.
And you mentioned once, and this is very true, I'm sure, that you give them a gift. Because as soon as they hang up that phone, they're going to go to their coworker or their friend and just talk about it. You will never believe.
They're going to talk about me for
what
years.
What that call was about. And they will have a story for the rest of their week.
Like today, those girls at the nail salon, they're probably still talking about that right now. They're going to be talking about that for weeks.
And this bizarre thing that will stay with
months.
Them for the rest of their days.
Hopefully.
This karate instructor that, you know, they accused you of giving them snake eyes.
Yeah.
You know, that will be with them forever. And it's a gift, and it's amazing. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great week. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah, that's why I want to start calling up people like a year later. I need to save their numbers. In fact, I still have that, what was it? Was it the Anytime Fitness lady? Yeah, I talked to her. Was her name Teresa? Hopefully I'll remember to write this down in post-editing when I edit this stuff. But I want to call her up like a year later and say, hey, remember that prank call I made to you exactly 1 year ago back in 2020? How do you feel about it now? Do you still talk about it? You know, after a year's passed, they might be willing to talk about it a little bit. So I need to keep this page up, this Google Maps page, and start up a list in my notepad of people I need to call back exactly 1 year later. Man, I should have called back that bath lady from the hobo show the other day. I mean, I should have written down her number. I'm sure I can still find it in my email.
Hi, Roy. It's me, Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia.
Hey, Natalia.
AKA North Carolina.
Yeah.
I was listening to an older show, and he said if you were to ever do the Snowplow Show full time, that you would tell us where you worked.
Oh, shit. Well, I can tell you where I work. I work at the Snowplow Show. Thanks to people like you supporting the show. This is my full-time job. This is pretty much all I do.
And I'm pretty sure you're doing the Snowplow Show full-time.
Yeah, see?
So,
this is where I work.
Thanks, Roy. Love your show. Thank you. Bye.
So, back when I said that, I did private investigator work, and I've mentioned this before. I wasn't a private investigator myself, but I worked for a bunch of private investigators and information brokers, you know, very sleazy people online that would set up websites and offer to, you know, sell you information based on information that you have, you know, get unlisted phone numbers, get people's addresses. And that's pretty much all I did every single day for a good 20 years is I did PI work. And it was fun. I really enjoyed it. It started to get kind of hard to make a living at near the end. It's getting way competitive. There's too much stuff online. And I was kind of looking for something else to get into. And luckily, prank calls popped up. But I actually got a phone number inside a house once where a hostage situation was taking place. They needed to be able to call inside the house. And they couldn't get the number from the phone company for whatever reason. I ended up getting cell phone records of some of the 9/11 terrorists. I'm not sure if that was for law enforcement or if that was just, you know, like the National Enquirer trying to do something weird. And what else? Like Columbine, I got like numbers from people involved with Columbine. That was probably reporters trying to get a hold of parents, I bet. So yeah, that was fun. I really should do like a Brad's Cactus Shack about my years of PI stuff. And I've done other job type things here and there throughout the years, but for the most part, it's just been that PI stuff. Making sketchy phone calls and getting phone numbers and addresses.
Hello, Brad. It's Cisco Kid.
Hey, Cisco
from
Kid.
Anytown, USA.
Hello.
I was just calling to comment that I'd noticed that you were playing the Serial podcast theme song in the voicemails a couple shows ago.
I was.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm getting really bored with the other music that I play during the voicemails. I try to find music that's like not distracting, doesn't have a lot of snare drum in it. You know, that's like drowning everybody out. And piano seems to work really well for that. That's why I always play piano stuff during the voicemails. but I'm using the same four loops. I need to find some others.
It'd be pretty neato if one of the listeners, you know, the talented ones, not like one of the hobo ones like myself, would turn the Serial Podcast theme song into a Snowplow Show remix, you know, with the whole Snowplow Show theme.
Yeah,
that's all for today.
Do
Have
that.
A good day. Bye.
Great idea.
I love you.
Holy shit, I'm already behind on voicemails again. Like, so many of these going all the way back to January 20th. That's what happens when I don't do a show for over a week.
Hey, Brad, I'll try to keep this under 30 seconds. My name is Nick, and I'm calling from North Dakota. Yeah, it's fucking cold up here. I just want to say that I've been listening
How
to
cold
you
is it?
2015 when I was a broke college kid, and I couldn't afford to do anything on Saturday night, so I would just get drunk and listen to the Snowplow Show, which is still today, but I graduate this year.
Good times.
I'll be a financial analyst, so when I start making the big bucks, I'll be sending it to your Patreon. Thank you.
You don't have to use money as an excuse for being a big loser. It doesn't cost that much to just go out and hang out with people. Just admit you're a big loser. You stay home on Saturday nights and listen to the Snowplow Show. It's okay.
Hey, Brad, it's Mac G.
Nobody's judging you.
It's been a while. I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hey.
And if anyone wants to come get me a green card into America, that would be great. All right. Bye.
All right. If there's any takers on that, let me know. I'll put you in touch with Mac G. I'm sure he would appreciate it.
Oh, hey there, Brad. It's Corbin Guy.
Hey, Corbin
Guy. Give me a call. I got a request. Could you possibly do some more distraction service calls? It's been a little while since you pulled that gag on people. So, anyhow, hey, hope you're doing well. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land.
It's Corbin Guy, everybody. Can you believe it? Yeah, I need to do that more. I forgot about that whole thing. And that was always fun when a prank call starts to go south. I just tell them, hey, I'm actually with the distraction service. I've just been hired to distract you this whole time, that's all.
RBCP.
Hey.
It's Rico Rocks.
You're talking really slow.
Long time.
And this voicemail's over like a minute and a half.
Buddy.
God damn it.
4 months now.
Yeah, 4 months.
I just want to say I miss you.
Aw.
And, I just prank called someone.
Totally miss you,
basically,
too.
They called me wrong number. Some Mexican lady, sounded Mexican.
And fucking Mexicans.
She asked for Hillary because it was a text on my phone I just bought from a previous owner that had that number that said, oh, this is Hillary, and sent her a picture. And I just responded, fuck you, whore. So then she called me, and I was like, this is Hillary. She's like, I'm looking for Hillary. And I'm like, this is Hillary. And she said, well, I don't think this is Hillary. And I was like, well, no, my parents are just really messed up, and they named me a woman's name, but this is Hillary. What can I do for you?
Yeah,
she's like,
don't
no,
be
this
judgmental.
Is the woman I talked to before. And I was like, well, there's two of us in the office. There's two Hillarys. I'm the other. That's the other Hillary. What's up? And click. And also, when I was buying this phone today in line, one of the pin codes was 6969, and I said it like really slow like that, like 6969.
Did you just give us your pin code? Hey, everybody. Rico Rox's pin code is 6969.
Take care, man.
If you want
Cactus, I hope the show's doing well. I'll fucking call you next time, buddy.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you want to break into Rico Rox's voicemail, I have his number here. And apparently I have his pin number also. I had to call in right now and change his voicemail around. But that would probably violate my probation or something, so I guess I won't do that.
Hey, Brad. Just a quick little thing. I don't know if you'll listen to it. But I had a quick question. So I recently stumbled upon Sound of Funk, prank call channel called the Southern Poverty Call Center.
Oh yeah,
SPCC.
I know
and
them.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it. A lot of people like.
Yeah, I listened to them one day. You know, one of their live shows, the Southern Poverty Call Center prank calls. For those of you who didn't understand what he was saying, because he's on a hobo phone. And I was in there as phone losers, and he just gave me a bunch of shit. He's like, you're not phone losers. You're impersonating phone losers. And then he started talking shit about phone losers, I think. I don't know. It was weird.
I guess Dick, Mr. Medeker, and Ethan Ralph and all that stuff. They say, like, oh, it's really funny. I personally can't find the fucking humor in it whatsoever. It
I liked him.
It's ridiculously unfunny. And the guy's, like, prank calls, all he does is just, he just keeps on, like, warping his voice and just creating like weird background noises,
like Longmont Potion just, Castle.
You know, the recipient is just like, what the fuck? I don't understand. the fuck is that? Anyways, alright, talk to you later, bye.
Yes, I have heard of that guy. I like him, he's funny. Even if he hates me, I've listened to a couple of his live shows.
Hey, Lori, it's Cactus Nick.
Hey, Cactus Nick.
You know, I really want to see you piss off people more, make them more believable. Love you, bye.
Okay, I'll make them more believable. Just for you, Cactus Nick. Let's do just a couple more voicemails. I'm going to quit.
Hey, Brad, your shows have been really great lately, so I'm going to give you some props on that.
Thanks.
I loved towards the end of the most recent episode I'm on. It was kind of like you versus the housewife, and you guys were like kind of fighting like 2-year-olds and a mom. Yeah. And then
she was fun.
The funny part was she kept getting all pissy and like angry that you were calling her a housewife, and that was so insulting. But then like the second she got really angry and she put the man on the phone and didn't talk to her, just like that thing you say joking around on a lot of other calls. So
yeah.
Great. So keep up the good work and shit like that. Bye.
She never could give me details on what amazing things she did outside of the kitchen, so I think I was right. I just hit a nerve. And
hey, Brad, Strange Orange here.
Kind of a dick.
Long-time listener, third-time caller at this point. Mm. Hey, I just got a new phone, and this call is just so I can test out my new phone and see if it's working. And,
sounds pretty amazing,
it is.
To be honest.
I just thought the new call should, the first call, rather, should be to you. Anyways, all right, love you, Brad. Bye.
All right, thank you for testing your phone out with me. It sounds great. I approve. Grade A quality. You should have told us what kind of phone it was and which carrier, because I want that kind of phone. It sounds amazing. I know my phone sounds like garbage usually.
Hey, Brad, this is Fish Taco here. Hey, listen, I know you don't like when people leave it. Ah! Ah!
That was a good one. I think that's a good place to end the voicemails and end the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the show and the voicemails and making it all the way through them. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, like I Regret Jumping, Rhino Knife, SimSpeak, Brennan, and Ryan Jardina. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. That'd be nice. I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm going to end today's show with a song that several people sent me a few months ago. This is called Karate Rap, and it's by Sister Sensei C. Less. That's her name, I think, but it's not a her, it's a him. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this. It's a song from 1986. Hopefully you like it.
Training. You'll get it. Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
Itch, me, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I've trained karate from coast to coast.
Karate, train your body.
I've done the kung fu, the show and roo. I even did a little jujitsu.
Karate, train your body.
Well, I've trained karate around the world. I'm known all over as Karate Girl. I'm witty, I'm pretty, got the female smarts. So listen to our rap about the martial arts. Karate, train your body.
Karate,
train your body.
Come on, everybody, train karate.
The streets, I have no fear. I always know my karate is near. I never have to fight, and I'll tell you why. No one wants to fight with a samurai.
I'm a samurai, and that's better yet. I got the kicks, got the punches, the intuitive hunches. I just want to mention to release the tension. Karate, train your body.
I train for fun. I'm a shogun.
Karate,
train your body. I train in my car. I'm a ninja.
Karate.
So listen to our rap, listen to our rhyme, cause we train karate all the time.
Hey. Heel. Karate is a lifetime marathon. It doesn't matter what belt you have on.
I'm a black belt.
my heart melt. Karate in the home, karate on the street. You know you can stand alone and you're fast on your feet. The signal goes off, your adrenaline quickens. One good punch and then run like the dickens. Come on, everybody, train karate.
Karate, train your body all the time.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!